good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. We got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight, so we're going to jump right into things and go straight to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner with Legal Shield, but the most important thing is my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I want to let everyone know that my dad, Mr. Ken Moore, and I were actually the special guest speakers in Fort Worth for their Super Saturday event this weekend, and it was really great seeing all of our More Success Team associates. We really did enjoy our time while we were there. But last week we had our two More Success Team associates that tied for fourth place in recruiting for the entire company. So first of all, I want to congratulate More Success Team Executive Director Mr. Santiago Romero from New Mexico. He did an incredible job. And I want to quickly go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to the other associate, More Success Team Silver Executive Director, Mr. David Peterman. Mr. Peterman, are you on?
Absolutely.
Hey, David, congratulations for your great recruiting that you did last week. Why don't you just say a few words to everybody what you've been doing in your recruiting?
It's the right time. We're in the right place, the right time with the right company and product and service, and that's what it's about. It's timing and activity. It's just talking to people and offering them an opportunity. And Randy, I'm as relaxed as anyone sometimes when it comes to that. You know, you meet people on the, you just don't know who is going to be interested. There are a lot of people right now looking, I mean, especially people my age in their mid-60s that are looking and figure out that, wow, you know, I may not have enough to retire. I may never get to retire. There are a lot of young people that are looking and saying, I need something different. Use the tools, use the system, and just do the activity. It works.
Well, you're definitely leading by example. You didn't become a six-figure ring earner and a millionaire club member because you're not out there working, that's for sure. I know you continually bring people to the home office. Being in the state of Oklahoma, it makes it a little more, a little nicer. Just like you said to Dad earlier, it's one of the best recruiting tools that we have. But anyway,
yes,
congratulations
sir.
To you and Gene. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow in Ada at the
yes,
big
sir.
Harlan Stone Cipher event.
Absolutely. Thank you, Randy.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. You were right. We had a great time down in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I wanted to thank each one of them. It made us feel so much so welcome and everything. And I want to especially give a who's who to Charlotte Hester. You know, a month before she had made an appointment and it happened to fall on that day. She had to leave for a few minutes, went out and wrote a small business plan and two others and come back and finish the rest of the Super Saturday. And Charlotte, I salute you for that. Isn't that great, Randy? I thought it was very, very powerful. You know, Randy, this time of year is a great time of year because every year, as long as I've been in the business, this has been a great time of year because even though I usually say more in December than I do in November, we need to be telling people as they get in right now, they're going to save more money on tax breaks if they get in because now they're going to have a small business they can where they operate from the home or where they can get with their tax person. They'll have more write-offs than it was cost to get into business. So really, if they get in at this time of year, they'll have a great tax break. And, of course, if they get in at this time of year, they will still – gain that extra year rather than waiting until the first year. They'll gain that IRS audit protection for a year if they wait till after the first year. As some people often like to say, well, I would like to wait the first year. I point out to them, you can do that. We'll still be around. We've been here for 43 years. But the truth about it is you're going to lose 1 year of IRS audit protection if you do that. So it's a good closing tool. It's a good recruiting tool this time of year. So all we got to do is get out there and talk to the people, become active. And Randy, tonight we're going to have absolutely a young man that I think, I said before he's up and coming, but I tell you, he just keeps on coming, you know. He's like that little bunny rabbit. His batteries don't run out. He just keeps charging full ahead. He's been a great inspiration and an addition to the Moore Success Team. You know, in fact, he got the Rising Star Award back in 2009. And last year, we gave him the Moore's Team Success Award. He was one of the top 35 execs in the company in team production last year. And he's been one of the top recruiters in the company since joined the company 7 years ago. So he's just been on and on and on. But most of all, he's a good family man. He's a godly man. He's a hard worker. He's a team player. My friend, your friend, fellow team player, Mr. Damon Sheber.
Well, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Well, I should have said something about you being the performance club and Power 20 and all that, but I just assumed since you're a Silver ED, they would know that. So I forgot to say he's a Silver ED. But you know what, Damon? I think that's a temporary position for you. I really look for you to have the title Platinum rather than Silver ED. So I'm counting on you to be there because you've got the ability, you've got the stamina. So God bless you and go for it.
I appreciate that. And, you know, I promised you I would be a Platinum by next convention, and I'll be there, sir. So just following in your footsteps because I saw, you know, that you were the number three recruiter in the company 2 weeks ago, Mr. Moore. So, like I said, just following in your footsteps. And totally appreciate the privilege that it is to address the whole team tonight. And I feel a little out of place because we have so many ring earners and millionaire club members on the team. And so it really is just an honor. Thank you so very much. You know, tonight, when Mr. Moore asked me to speak, he said, just let us know what you want to speak on. And I gave it some thought. And I thought, you know, we should really talk about what executive director really looks like. Because so many times we have the new person comes in, has no idea, right? They understand the comp plan. They understand if they can get three legs going and if they can each do 20 counters or 20-20-10, whatever the deal is, that, you know, they'd be an executive director, you know, 50 counters a month and making, you know, several thousand dollars a month for doing that. But I think that sometimes we disillusion ourselves with oversimplifying what really takes work, right? Just like in anything else, you know, if you don't work, you don't get paid. You know, Legal Shield is not a lottery ticket. Very few people, if any, are going to come in, recruit three people, and have those three people go to the top and all of a sudden be a gold exec and be making $100,000 a year, right? In fact, I remember we've got a couple of millionaire club members on the team, right? Jeff Hughes and Dave Hughes, Chris Hughes, the Hughes brothers. And I remember a few years ago talking with Dr. David Hughes after he got his millionaire club member status. And I interviewed him, and I said, one of the questions I said was, listen, you know, we always hear the story. Jeff got in, recruited you, Mike, and Chris, and then he was done, right? I mean, let me ask you, Dr. Hughes, if Jeff hadn't continued to build, would you still have gone out and done it? And he said, I don't know. I don't think so. And so we underestimate, I think, how much work is involved. And we never said it would be easy. We never said it wouldn't require work. All we ever promised is that it would be worth it and that eventually you'll put in less work here than you would 40 years at a job, right? Or even 40 years owning your own business, right? Because most people, you know, either have a job or they own their job. But most people don't actually have time, freedom, leverage, and flexibility in their lives. And so that's really what I want to talk about tonight. And I'm going to kind of take you on a quick journey and show you what it looked like and the activity necessary to really be an executive director. Not just to go exec, but to be an executive director. And so the first thing I want to talk about is when I first got started, right? Because we all know the challenge in getting someone plugged into the system. okay? We recruit them, but we don't always have the, you know, we struggle to get them plugged in and acclimated to the Legal Shield system, right? Hopping on the conference call on Monday night, hopping, you know, getting over to the weekly briefing, the weekly training, you know, having them come out to a Super Saturday, all the things that are kind of the glue that bring us to the Legal Shield system, right? And here's how it happened for me. I was recruited by my friend Doug, and he said, by the way, when I first got started, I didn't even see building a team. I was in the mortgage business. I thought to myself, this looks like a great product. I could have used it, and all my clients could use it. And really all I saw was a way to help my clients, right? And to maybe be able to get more referrals. But Doug called me up, and Doug, again, was a good friend of mine. He called me up one day and said, by the way, I need you to come out to the briefing tonight. And for me, that's all it was. Doug said, come out to the briefing. I was already an associate. He said, come out to the briefing. I said, oh, okay. In fact, my wife, who wasn't really happy at the time that we joined Legal Shield, because I was already working 60, 70 hours a week in the mortgage business, and she was like, when are you going to have time to do this? And I was just like, oh, no big deal. I'm just going to, you know, be doing it along with my mortgage business. So, you know, helping clients and things like that. And that kind of mollified her. But she knew me better than I knew me. And she knew Doug. So she knew that if Doug asked me to go out to an event, that I'd probably go. But I didn't even know that there was going to be an event, right? But Doug called me up one day and said, hey, we need to go to the briefing tonight. I said, great. You know, I started walking out the door, and my wife says, I thought this wasn't going to take any time. I looked at her, and I happened to have a DVD in my hand, and I said, have you seen this? And she said, no. And I kind of chucked it at her, right, because she was sitting on the couch across the room. I kind of chucked it over to her, and I said, watch that. I'll talk to you later. And I walked out the door, and I went to the briefing, and came home, and, you know, everything was good. She didn't watch the DVD, of course, just like any other prospect, right? But she didn't watch the DVD, but it was all fine because I was just back at the house. Everything was good. 2 days later, Doug calls me and says, hey, we need to go to this train. I said, okay, I'll meet you over there. And I'm on my way out the door. She goes, I thought you said this wasn't going to take any time. I looked at her. I said, did you watch the DVD? She said, no. I said, don't talk to me. And I walked out the door. Now, I recognize that that's my relationship with my wife, and that may not be your relationship with your spouse. So, you know, you got to honor the relationship. It's, you know, if you can't talk to your spouse that way, don't. But, you know, that's me and my wife. And, you know, here's what happened. Because I had a relationship with Doug, because I respected who Doug was and what he did and his ability to get results in business in general, when he said, I need to be here, I went. And because I went, and he only had to get me to go, really, those two times. After that, I was sold out. After that, I never missed a briefing. I never missed a training. In fact, in my 7 years, next Monday will be 7 years in Legal Shield. And in those 7 years, I have never missed an event. Ever. Never a briefing, never a training. I mean, if I'm in town, briefing's happening, I'm there. If I'm in another town and there's a briefing happening, I'm there, right? So I've never missed a briefing, never missed a training, never missed a Super Saturday. Certainly I've never missed a convention or a team event, but it's all because Doug got me to those first two events, the first briefing and the first training, right? And then what happened was at one of those briefings or trainings or Super Saturdays, I heard someone talk about a 10 and play sheet. And if you want to go executive director, you need to track your results. You need to track your results personally and to some extent organizationally. And so I had a 10 and play sheet. In fact, my wife was cleaning out the closet the other day, and she found a box with some stuff in it. And in one of those things, though, was my binder with all my 10 and play sheets from the early days. And so I was looking through it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is like gold, right? You know, I'm looking at, you know, my first 10 appointments, and I got nobody, and then I got my next 10 appointments, and I got a couple of memberships, and, the next 10 and the next 10 and the next 10. And then, you know, here's 10 where I got, you know, 4 memberships and 2 associates out of those 10. And, you know, just some, you know, just some different things. But I was tracking everything. I was tracking when, how I contacted them, when I contacted them, the first day I gave them, you know, the first exposure date, the first exposure tool, the follow-up, the 3-way call, all that kind of stuff, right? It was just keeping track of everything, because if you're really doing 2 exposures a day, after a while you are going to be so busy that you are not going to have, if you don't have a system to keep track of everything, you're going to lose people from just because you don't follow up with them. In fact, I've been reflecting over the last little while. I was like, man, I've got to get back. I try and do everything on a spreadsheet, but sometimes it doesn't always get onto the spreadsheet. I was like, man, I got to get back to using just a pen and play sheet in this binder, because I know I've been losing people from not following up recently, you know. But back in the day, I was so desperate to be able to get ahead in the business that I didn't want to lose a single thing. And so I was pen and play sheet everything. You know, if I made a contact, went on the tenant play sheet so I could expose them later. If I exposed someone, obviously went on the tenant play sheet. If they were just my friend or something like that, it wasn't a contact, just a warm market exposure, tenant play sheet. And so you got to keep track of everything. Right? That's the very first thing. If you really want to build a business, listen, if you're in this business to make an extra $300 a month, pay your car payment, hey, fantastic. Do you need to keep track of everything? Probably not, because you're only doing a handful of exposures. You probably just, you know, keep track of it in your head, and that's fine. But if you want to build, you know, a significant book of business, right, through membership sales, or if you want to build a big business, meaning a big organization, then you're going to have to keep track of a lot of things. And so a tenant play sheet is a critical tool. And there are several iterations out there. I'm sure if we don't have one, we can probably put one on the More Success Team site. But, you know, your upline probably has, you know, 1 or 2 that you could choose from, and it would be a good tool for you. Right? So that's the very first thing. But here's the second thing. And I'm going to take you through a line that I built, okay, over the last couple of years. And I want to make sure that, you know, we understand each other. Whatever your upline is doing, that is what I want you to do, right? I personally build very deep. So I'm going to kind of go through this particular line that I built. But I want you to understand, whether you build wide, whether you build deep, whether you kind of mix it up, whatever the deal is, whatever your upline ring earner is doing obviously works, follow that, okay? However, what I want you to understand is everything I'm going to talk about tonight, it doesn't matter how you're building. I happen to build deep, and so I'm going to talk about that, but it doesn't matter how you're building. It's the same activity level, okay? Whether you're building wide, whether you're building deep, talk to your upline about how to structure your organization, okay? But that being said, I want you to understand that at the beginning, it's just you, right? We're reading Raving Fans right now. Me and my team are reading Raving Fans right now by Ken Blanchard. And one of the things it says in the book is you are the source, right? You are the source. If you're going to have a successful business, that means you are going to be the person from which that business flows and has life. Okay? You are the source. And so it starts by you recruiting somebody. Okay? You have to recruit somebody. And chances are you have to recruit at least 3 people. But the reality is you're going to have to recruit a whole lot more people than that. Okay, so a few years ago, I recruited a gal named Lindsay Wright. And I want you to understand, just because you recruit someone doesn't mean they do anything. And Lindsay never did anything. She kept her membership for years, but she never did anything. Okay, and I would try and touch base with her, and I'd try and get her, you know, she was actually someone I used to work with, but she lived down in Arizona. I live in Idaho, right? So It wasn't like I could swing by, pick her up, and take her to the briefing, right? So, so that was, you know, I just tried to encourage her from a distance, tried to be there for her, but she kind of just disappeared almost overnight. And sometimes that's going to happen. You're going to recruit someone who disappears overnight. Bear with me one second. Okay, so Lindsay disappears overnight, but she's an active associate. She has a membership, right? And then I recruited a guy named Adam Feek. And by the way, even though Lindsay never did anything, her organization has sold, you know, well over 600 memberships, and she has, you know, over 200 people on her team. So, but she's never done anything, okay? And even with that incentive, some people just are never going to do anything. That is not your fault as long as you tried to lead them to the system. Fair enough? So if you've recruited people and they've done nothing, you're in good company. I'm sure Mr. Moore has, I'm guessing Mr. Moore has 100,000 associates that have never done anything. Okay? So you're in good company. Because just like in Legal Shield, it's just like in life. Some people are going to sign up for the gym membership but never go to the gym. Right? Some people aren't even going to sign up for the gym membership because they know they're not going to do anything. That's fine, too. But some people are going to convince themselves for a minute that they are going to go to the gym and don't. So, Lindsay Wright. Then I recruited a guy named Adam Feek. Dude, this guy is sharp. He's a financial planner. He's got a thriving practice. Right? Lives right here in Idaho. Every 8 to 10 months, we have a conversation about how he should really do something. But he has yet to do anything. He even went to lunch with the managing partner of our provider firm. I set up the lunch for him, you know, a couple of years after he signed up as an associate. But just never, has never done anything. Then Bill Smith, you know, Bill Smith called me, right? I happened to be the regional manager at the time, and he called me up and said, hey, I want to get started with Legal Shield. I said, fantastic, right? So he called me up and said, I want to get started. And has never done anything. And bless his soul, he was an older gentleman. He passed away actually last January, but you know, just a good man. But just even though he wanted to do something, he just never did anything. And it's okay. You know, Don Brown is a health insurance agent. I mean, dude, you want to talk about a sharp cookie? But right after he signed up, it was open enrollment season. And he got busy with that, and then Obamacare kind of took his toll on his practice, and just some different things happened. Has never done anything. But all of these guys would be super sharp, right? Or they are super sharp, but all of them would be super great if they did something. But the fact that they did not slow me down, right? Because I'm just looking for those who are looking. I recruited a guy named Pratt Matthews, right? Still in the business, still has done nothing, right? Super sharp guy, self-employed, good sphere of influence, could be great. Doesn't matter. Then I recruited John and Kylie Walker, and maybe you've heard that name. He's been on the call before. He was, you know, one of the top 10 recruiters last year on the More Success team, okay? But here's the thing. I recruited John, and he did nothing for a while. Okay, so when I first recruited John, couldn't be bothered. It wasn't until he had a need that he got started, but he got in because he saw an opportunity. So we'll come back to John in a minute. Okay, then I recruited a waitress, sharp waitress. You know, she worked three different jobs. Waitressing was just the one where I met her at, but when I found out she was working three different jobs, I thought, this is a gal who's hustling. Right? She and her husband signed up. She said to me, if I invite some people over to my house, will you come do a presentation? Like, I didn't have to ask her to do a PBR, right? I didn't have to tell her about doing a PBR. She said, if I invite some people over to my house, will you come do a presentation? It took me all of, you know, a nanosecond to say, sure. right? But we went out, we did the PBR, nobody showed up. It was okay. You know, I said, hey, listen, some of our most successful associates have had nobody show up at their first PBR, right? Like Darnell Self had nobody show up at his first PBR, right? Brian Carruthers, I think, had nobody show up at his first PBR. But, you know, that kind of took the wind out of their sails, and they let that be the reason that they stopped building the business, you know, or didn't even really get started, right? Then I recruited a guy named Ian Platter. I met his wife, and she was a massage therapist, and she was 8 months pregnant, and she looked like she could use a break from massage therapy. And so she and her husband got started, but, you know, he could just never get out of his comfort zone, never wanted to make a single phone call. But that's okay. They eventually dropped their membership, dropped their associate agreement, you know, but they were in for the split second. Then I recruited a friend named Steve Young, right? Went over and literally lives half a block away from me. I went over and knocked on his door one day. I didn't even have his phone number. I knew him from church. He happened to live, you know, like I said, down the street from me. I went over and knocked on his door. I said, dude, you said something the other day when we were talking at church, and I thought I'd come over and just say, have you ever heard of Legal Shield? So he got started. And shortly after he got started, it was phenomenal. I had to go up to Seattle, Washington, to help somebody else on my team. And while I'm up in Seattle, he called me. It was like he had a week left to Fast Start Qualify or something like that. And he called me up and said, hey, I Fast Start Qualified today. In one day, he Fast Start Qualified, right? So, we try and get people to do it in 20 days. He did it in one day. He just waited until, you know, he only had a week left. And I thought to myself, dude, this is phenomenal. I'm in Seattle, Washington. I just made $1,000 because he went out and Fast Start qualified, and he didn't even use me. And then he never did anything again. Every once in a while, I mean, I send out emails to my team here and there, you know, and every once in a while he'll say, hey, great email, re-email me back, you know, but has never done anything again other than Fast Start qualifying that one time. And you're going to have people that do that. You're going to have people at Fast Start qualify, and you're like, man, this guy's going to go. And then they just stop. And you're like, what happened? You know? And in some cases, life happened. Right? He had to move. He went from Boise down to Southern Cal, back to Boise, running a business in Southern Cal. I mean, just stuff happened. But he never has done anything ever since. Thinks about it from time to time, and from time to time we have a conversation. By the way, from time to time, I have a conversation with all these people, right? With all these people. And I'm only, I don't know, 10 deep or whatever, but just to give you an idea, after that, one of the people he actually recruited was an insurance agent. That insurance agent did nothing. Underneath that insurance agent, I recruited a guy, long distance, Lance Long, right? He's never done anything. Francis Toon, Bethany McGahee, Fast Start qualified, Sherry Cook. Never did anything. Timothy Sherrill's a manager on my team. You know, still in, still active. Every time he has a chance, you know, he does something, but it's a little something here and a little something there. Candace Hadley has never done anything. You know, another guy, never done anything. An insurance agent, never done anything. An ex-girlfriend of mine from high school that I've kept in touch with through the years. You know, signed up, never done anything. Coral Thomas was in for a heartbeat. I mean, some people get in and then they call corporate and say, I don't even want to be an associate anymore. It's like 3 days later. 3 days later, you don't want to be an associate. What happened? Who knows? Don't sign up for that class, right? Had another girl, Fast Start qualified. She led me to another guy who sold a couple of memberships, who led me to another girl, Maria Severance, who led me to Daniel Frazier, who did nothing. And then all four of them ended up dropping out. Yeah, I mean, between the four of them, it was like, you know, 10, 12 memberships, and then they were all gone. Just like that. Matter of a few weeks, right? That happens over and over and over again. Laura Canales, who's like a CFO on calls, Sharp Grau, right? Maribel Salinas, who led me to Tesla Schultz, and then they both quit. And then I recruited another insurance agent. Then I recruited another gal. Then I recruited a guy named Jesus Felix. And Jesus Felix is one of the top recruiters. You know, he won an iPad from the More Success team back in, like, February for being one of the top recruiters. And he's super active now, brand new senior manager on the team. In fact, I was going to have him on the call tonight, but I couldn't get a hold of him. So brand new senior manager on the team, though, right? But at the time I recruited him, he did nothing. And he did nothing for years. Okay? It wasn't until the timing was right for him. Then Ben Wadsworth, you know, a police officer on the team, Mark Mason, James Wadsworth, Michael Shelton, Adam Smith, Nicole McKee, Jennifer Boyd. I mean, some of these people are business owners. Some of them are financial planners, insurance agents. Some of them are loan officers, right? Then I recruited my accountant, okay? And right when I recruited my accountant, who gives me a referral every now and then, okay? That's all he's ever done is give me a referral every now and then. But right when I recruited my accountant, that's when John Walker called me up and said, hey, I'm ready to get started. His team had already done 80 memberships. Now he's ready to get started. Okay? Fantastic. So he gets started and he starts building some other lines and we go to work together, and John Walker has been like my running buddy for the last couple of years, right? Since December of 2013, he's been my running buddy. You know, my number one confidant and things like that. And so, you know, we're just running and working hard. And today John is a senior director for the last 12 months. He's averaged 30 memberships a month. And I mean, he's going to be the next executive director on the More Success team. Okay. But it wasn't until I was 40 deep. He's 60 from me. It wasn't until I was 40 deep that he was ready to get started. And by the way, when he was ready to get started, he ran. He was able to go out and in his first year, he made an extra $13,000, which was enough for him to retire his wife from her job because she only made about $17,000, $18,000. So $13,000, she was able to stay at home and quit her job. And when she went on maternity leave, they always say she went on eternity leave, just like Darnell and Tracy self, right? He borrowed that from them, and, you know, but she went on maternity leave. She never went back to work, right? And we're on a mission to retire 500 people from their jobs over the next couple of years. She was the first one, okay? Then right when I recruited my accountant, though, you know, then I recruited another gal. She led me to someone. They both have done nothing. My accountant, though, who's still active, gives me a referral every now and then, he gave me a referral to Dave and Terry Green. And Dave and Terry Green were the number two recruiters on the More Success team last year, number 18 in the whole company, number two on our team. So, you know, they've just been doing some tremendous things, very focused. You know, and of course, Dave and Terry, because they've been out recruiting, they led me to, you know, their uncle Robert Nielsen, his brother Don Nielsen. I recruited Jason Bresnan, James Starr, Alicia Rose, Robert Foster. They recruited Fred Sutton, Bill Hadzer. These are all like college professors, business owners. I recruited the Idaho Business League, a couple of other insurance agents. And most recently, you know, they recruited Hannah Bieberger, who went out and Fast-Star qualified last week. Her first week in the business, went out and Fast-Star qualified. By the way, by the time, you know, about January, so by the time, you know, we had already recruited Dave and Terry and a few other people, by the time that organization had done 200 memberships, Dave and Terry's organization, not John's, not from number six down, but from 43 deep down, 200, I called up Jesus Felix. I said, dude, listen, I know I touch base with you every 3 months or so, but I just want you to know you've got like 50 or 80 people on your team. They've marketed 200 memberships. You know, you really ought to do something. He said, 200 memberships? How come I haven't gotten paid? I said, because you haven't done anything. He said, well, what do I need to do? And ever since then, he's been in Performance Club, and he's been building, and, you know, he went manager last month, or manager 2 months ago, senior manager last month. He should be a senior director this month. And so we'll be excited to announce that on a future More Success team call. But, you know, that's what executive director really looks like. All along the way, I'm keeping track of it on a 10 and play sheet or on a spreadsheet, you know, always looking at where we're trying to get to, right? Always keeping in touch with people along the way and always keeping in touch with people who have already gotten in and just haven't done anything along the way. I didn't recruit one person and all of a sudden have an organization that kicked out 600 memberships over the last 3 years. I recruited and recruited and recruited and recruited, and even after I recruited them, kept building the relationship, kept working on them, kept in touch with them, helped those who wanted to fast track qualify to fast track qualify, helped those who wanted to do a little more to do a little more, until I found some people who wanted to run in John Walker, in Jesus Felix, in Dave and Terry Green, in Hannah Bieberger, right? And now we've got a small team that's focused and running in that one leg. And I've done that in other legs as well, and that's why we're silver executive directors. And so if I can wrap up simply by saying, you are the source. Everything is going to flow from you. And if you don't do it, nothing else will happen. You can't expect a certain result from a given associate. You can only expect a certain result from yourself. And you have to say, I'm going to get it done, no matter what it takes. I knew. I never thought I'd be an executive director. When I first got started, I was not interested in building a team or doing anything like that. But what happened for me is I recruited my brother-in-law, because he and I did everything together. So I recruited my brother-in-law, and he saw building a team. And he went out and he started doing something. By the way, he's totally inactive today. Hasn't done anything in years. He's a director on my team, but he hasn't done anything in years. But here's what happened. He went out and did something, and it really excited me. I saw a bigger vision, because in January 2009, I had no income from the mortgage business for the first time in my career. But between the membership sales I was making and the people he was recruiting, I made an extra $1,500 my second month in the business, and I realized this dog will hunt. Everything I hear about network marketing, like I'd rather have 100% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own, or 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own, that will work here. And I never looked back after that. January 2009, I decided that I was going to be an executive director. It took me to January 2010 to realize that goal. It took me till February of 2012 to realize that goal consistently. But at that point, I never looked back. And I got to tell you, even an executive director, I may not be making 10 more type of money yet, but even an executive director, it affords a lifestyle that few dream about. It is not easy. There is real work involved, but it is worth it. Come join us. Back to you, Mr. Moore.
Hey, thank you, Damon. Great job. Great job. Listen, I want to say this. You talked about a lot. Let me tell you a little fast story because the time's running short. I recruited someone that recruited someone that recruited someone that recruited Linda Bowden. Now, those first three people, to be quite honest with you, I do not know their name. But believe me, since Linda and I have been working together since 1987, whoever I recruited first, I'm glad I did, because those people led me to Linda Bowden. Now, they disappeared into the Secret Service, but Linda's one of my shining stars, one of my best friends. It developed something over the years, and that is the way it works. It may not be the first one. You may have to go 10, 20, 30, 40 deep. I have 40 people deep to find a winner, but you go down until you find a winner, and you work with it. My wife says you do with the doers, you run with the runners. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a super Saturday right in Ada, Oklahoma. Mr. Jeff Bell will be the guest speaker. Mr. Agar Thomas will be there, many others. And then for the whole team, the company has, you may have got an email already, it's called Retention Weeks, and the next 2 weeks will be Retention Weeks, and our dates are the 12th and the 19th. Of course, you can call your pre-cancel group anytime, but they're supposed to be sending out a list to all of our executive directors, and I'm asking any director on this call to get with me, because we'll be doing this, and those particular 2 days, we're going to be on the phones all day long, and there's a lot of instruction goes along with it. There's a script we can use if we wish the script and everything. But let's show them that we want our retention, because after all, if Jimmy Parrish or Linda or Randy or Jeremy or some of the others, Harold Pinsons, they'll tell you, David Peterman, that retention is the key to your retirement. You can retire with a little, or you can double that retirement or triple that retirement just simply by keeping the retention up. And so I tell the people Saturday, quit trying to be salespeople, become problem solvers, help the people solve the problems. They'll keep the membership, we'll have great retention, and we'll all be very, very happy. I'm going to turn the call to Randy, but before I turn to him to end the call, I'm going to say God bless you, appreciate you very much, and please, please, on the 12th and 19th, let's get with us and do that. God first, family second, Legal Show third, and back to Randy. And I want to thank Randy and Jeremy. They're always there for me. I couldn't ask for a better son or a better grandson to back me up. Thank you, and God bless you. And, Randy, it's your show.
All right, Mr. Moore. Don't have anything else. I think we've covered everything. I want to thank Mr. Schieber for being on. He did an outstanding job. No wonder he is an executive director and soon to be a ring earner. So thank you, Mr. Schieber, for being the special guest speaker on the More Success Team call tonight, and we look forward to hearing everyone again next week. Good night, everyone.